Mary had a little man.
The point. We believe that all men are created equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From Radio Beacon to Radio Beacon.
I have a dream today.
Change has come to America.
Keep the faith.
This is going to be a disaster.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey. It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show. Turn up your mind.
Hundreds of alleged Venezuelan gang members are waking up in prison in El Salvador after the Trump administration rapidly deported them, ignoring a federal judge's directive. This video, shared by El Salvador's president, shows the alleged members of the Tren de Aragua gang arriving in San Salvador Saturday, just hours after a judge ordered planes carrying the men to immediately return to the U.S. Trump over the weekend invoking the Alien Enemies Act, an obscure wartime law from 1798, allowing the government to deport non-citizens with little or no due process. The law last used to play a role in the internment of Japanese Americans during World War II.
I'll simply say they never should have been allowed into our country in the first place. It's our responsibility to protect our families, to keep our streets clean and safe. And that's exactly what the president said he was going to do.
But after some non-citizens represented by the ACLU sued the administration, that federal judge, in an emergency hearing Saturday, ordered any plane containing these folks that is going to take off or is in the air needs to be returned to the United States, adding, this is something that you need to make sure is complied with immediately.
Oh.
The two planes already in the air, sources tell us the administration made the calculated decision to ignore that directive. Sources say the planes carrying the alleged gang members took off during the hearing. The administration eager to get them in the air, out of U.S. airspace, and over international waters before the judge's ruling. In response to that order to turn the planes around, the president of El Salvador, a Trump ally, posting, oopsie, too late.
They needed to be brought back, and the judge absolutely had authority to do that. The United States government, the executive branch, defying a federal court order raises the stakes enormously, not just in this case, but for how we're going to proceed as a constitutional republic.
But the White House this morning insists the administration did not violate the court order and that the president acted within his authority, claiming federal courts have no jurisdiction over the president's conduct of foreign affairs or ability to remove foreign enemies. Now, all this comes as a Brown University professor, Dr. Rasha Alawi, a kidney transplant specialist, has been deported despite having a valid visa and despite a court order temporarily blocking her expulsion. A Lebanese citizen, she was detained last week after returning to the U.S. from visiting her family and put on a plane out of the country, again, despite that court order.
I mean, all right, everybody, listen, stay focused, stay focused. The thing that is being violated in this country is our Constitution. The thing that is being violated by the President of the United States is due process. This means that if the President gets away with deflecting your time and attention and is able to con you into believing that it's okay for him to deport 300 people without any due process, just by his, and you know he's a liar. I just wanted to, you know, remind you that the President of the United States lies a lot, you know. But because he has said that these people over here, these ones here, they are terrorists. Or these people over here, they are rapists. Or these people over here, they are murderers. Or these people over here, they have terrorist ties, okay? If he's able to con you into talking about that, and we don't know the answer because they've not gone through due process. We've seen no evidence. We've seen no testimony. We haven't had any adjudication from a court about whether or not these people, the ones that ended up not in their country of origin, which would be half-assed normal, half-assed, it still would have violated due process. But Venezuela, taking back Venezuelans, would have been half-assed normal. But no, instead, we paid, you know that, right? We paid El Salvador Bukele. You're about to learn all about Central America now. Okay. They paid him millions to take these people, shave them down, and treat them as if they had been convicted of crimes. Now, if Donald Trump is able to, pivot your time and attention to the facts that aren't in evidence and just declare unilaterally these people are and fill in the blank versus he defied a court order, we lose. We lose. And what do we lose? Our freaking country. That's what we lose. And why would I say that? Well, you know, this guy, Mahmoud Khalil, who organized, he's Syrian. He organized apparently the Columbia protests on behalf of Gaza and the residents of Gaza, and has now been, deported. He's not deported. He's been taken from New York and put in somewhere in Louisiana, I guess. I don't know where he is now. Is he in Louisiana? Is he in, no one really knows. But this guy received no due process either, okay? And we don't know whether or not protesting is, a terrorist activity, unless a court says, yes, it is, which I doubt. And then we have another woman today named Rasha Alloway. Rasha Alloway has an interesting story. Rasha Alloway is a Lebanese citizen. She's from Lebanon. But she was educated here, as so many people are, because not that we will have going forward, but right now we have the best, unbelievable elite education in the world is here. Okay, and so she went to the University of Washington. She went to Yale. And she became a kidney specialist, a person who is who specializes in kidney disease and kidney transplants. And she teaches now at Brown University, which is an Ivy League school. I know this because my nephew went there, and it's in Rhode Island. So she's also now been. She lives in Boston, and I guess she commutes to Rhode Island. I don't know, but she lives in Boston. She was coming back into the country from Lebanon. She had attended a funeral, and she was coming home, and they took her at the port, the legal port of entry, where she, showed her visa. She has an H-1B visa, which is for elite science-y people, let's just say, and I would never get one, no, but it is. And so they took her, and now they put her on a plane. And that was in violation of a court order as well. The court had ordered that she not be deported for at least 48 hours so that they could look at the evidence that the administration says proves that she's a terrorist. And they never produced any evidence. And instead of waiting the 48 hours and producing the evidence, they deported her. You can see how this is becoming a problem, can't you? You can see how you giving Donald Trump the authority to pick off anybody he disagrees with, including media now. You know, this is sad, but it was totally predictable. Voice of America, Voice of America, the global radio network that broadcasts in native languages to people inside of, what we used to call behind the Iron Curtain, inside, communist countries, inside autocracies, so you might have a broadcast in Korean for North Koreans. You might have a Russian broadcast for Russians. You might have, a Syrian broadcast for Syrian. Yeah, it went silent over the weekend. They turned it off. Uh-huh. They turned it off. It's apparently now playing music. I don't know if it's music or Muzak. I don't know if they're licensed to play like Gaga or what, or would they even know who she is or care? I don't know. But this is such a full frontal attack on everything that the Constitution protects. The idea that you think that they're violent gang members without ever seeing a shred of evidence means he's a good con man.